This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friday, my friends, welcome to What's on Your Mind, the show that is called What's on Your Mind because we truly, honestly, really like finding out what's on your mind. More than what's on my mind, Todd's mind, Manny, or Matt's mind, we want to know what's on your mind. Manny is the call screener and engineer. Here to take your calls today when you ring us up at 800-228-0550 or text us at 701-367-2054. You can also email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Matt Rivati is our producer. Todd the Radio God Mitchell is my co-host. As always,
hello.
Hello, Todd. How are you?
I am lovely.
Are you good? Where are you
it's
going today?
Chili cook-off weekend, and letting, of course, the pheasant opener going on. So I'll be down that way, and then of course Wednesday, the big day, and I get all the sauerkraut to myself. Apparently,
exactly right. I'll be at up in Minot, and I just look at the schedule. My gosh, kind of crazy week. We'll be, Tuesday at the Great Plains and Empower ND Energy Conference, 10th annual event. That's now being held at the Ramada in Bismarck. They moved the location of that, but that'll have quite the lineup. Senators Hovind and Heitkamp, Congressman Kramer, and Jason Dorr from the Lignite Energy Council, a number of guests from that event. And then Wednesday we're at the Holiday in Minot for the AE2S. Our friends at AE2S up there for the Water and Pollution Control Conference. I'm a taste tester. Well, I'm a taste tester of water up there. Todd is going to be tasting sauerkraut in Wishick.
We should team up because I could use some water, and you could probably use some food to go with your water. But
yeah, there you go. And then Friday, a week from today, we're actually going to be in Valley City. The folks at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC have opened a beautiful new building, and the dealership is looking great, so looking forward to being there for their big grand opening on Friday at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City a week from today. So, yeah, we have busy schedules here, folks. Absolutely. So you're in Linton for the K-Fire Cafe.
Yes, sir.
All right. And that's the chili cook-off? That's what's going on?
Chili cook-off is going on. It's a big thing. It's the 17th annual one, so it's a big deal every year.
Perfect so time of year.
Everybody gets together and makes their own chili and stuff, and you know, somebody's got to help the process. And I'll be at Scoops, which means I'm coating my tummy with ice cream in advance of that so that I'm properly prepared.
Very nice. Yeah. I actually was at a chili cook-off this week. I forget what day this week, but Jim Roars and his team at Roars Development, Jim Roars, Larry Nygaard, an incredible group of folks. In fact, Jim Roars is a candidate for a Senate up against a George Sinner in a legislative race in Fargo. And I hope he's in. I hope he's in the legislature. He'll be a good one. Has my vote, along with that whole team. But anyway, he and the Keller Williams team, Roar's team, Keller Williams, do this deal for United Way. 900 people at this chili cook-off, and I forget how many different. I think they had like 40 or 50 different, you know, celebrity chefs doing the chili, including President Dean Brashani of NDSU and President Ann Blackhurst from Minnesota State University of Moorhead, and the chili was really, really good. But they raised like $40,000 for United Way just from the little chili cook-off. So those are fun events. Great time for sure. Want to do a couple quick things and then get right to your calls. One, I had the honor of being at Ingolstadt Arena last night in Grand Forks for a 15-year anniversary celebration. And Betty Ingolstadt, the widow of Ralph Ingolstadt, his daughter Chris, and the grandson Sean were all there. And it was just a fabulous night. It really was. Joey Hodgson, who runs the Ralph Ingolstadt Arena, put on a great show. And, of course, just too many people to mention, but certainly Coach Bradbury and many others there. Just a very wonderful night. Grand Forks is near and dear to my heart. I spent 18 years there, and Loved that facility, so it was really neat. And of course, Ralph was a friend. I was honored to call him a friend, and he was a good man. So really had a great time and excited. I can't believe it's been 15 years, but big celebration this weekend up at UND. Hope you can take in some hockey with Canisius. And so, funny story, Sean McGarry, that's Ralph's grandson. So he's 22 now. 15 years ago, you do the math out, I was told there'd be no math. This little youngster is out there at center ice dropping the puck, and he's going to drop the puck again this weekend.
7 years old?
Yeah, so he's 7 years old, so he's out there, you know.
22 minus 15.
Little bugger dropping the puck, and now he's doing it all over again 15 years later, which I think is an awesome idea. So that'll be kind of cool. Also, our thanks to the folks at Lignite Energy Council, put on a great conference. That wrapped up great. Steve Moore was in town very briefly, literally flew in at 11 and flew back out at 3 o'clock to go to Chicago and give a speech. But he's the senior economic advisor for Donald Trump. We caught up with him, and you'll hear that interview today on the program. He's also going to join us Monday to do a little debate recap, so looking forward to that. But I asked him a lot about the energy policies of the two candidates, because that's what the Lignite Energy Council had him speaking about. And also to answer some of these attacks on the Trump economic plan. Related to, that was going to add $5 trillion in debt. Will it? Stay tuned, you'll find out. So that coming up on the program as well. And also, we have guests today on the program, including Morton County Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer. We're going to talk to him in about an hour and a half about the ongoing situation of Access Pipeline. Lots of things to cover with him, including a recap of their press coverage yesterday. Al Jager, the Secretary of State of North Dakota, will be here at the top of next hour to talk about whether or not these protesters can vote, and also get an update on the uncertainty with the voter ID situation. So that's coming up. And I want to talk about, when we get some time here, this letter from the North Dakota Farm Bureau that was written this week to Governor Dalrymple expressing extreme disappointment with the situation that has transpired regarding the Dakota Access Pipeline and calling for stronger leadership from the governor. Do you agree with that? Or is that unfair to put this on the governor? What's your take on that, too, today on the program at 800-228-0550. Jim and St. Anthony, first one to go on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Jim. What's on your mind?
Good morning. How are you today?
Very well, sir. How are you?
If any better, I'd be twins, I always say. But I called today just to give the most heartfelt shout-out and thank you to law enforcement. The other day when, you know, they blocked the entrance into St. Anthony and refused the protesters to come through, we're eternally grateful for everything they're doing. And I just can't say that enough, you know, Scott, and all the other law enforcement, too. But Kirschmeyer and his team, you know, I just talked to one of the deputies. They're just doing an outstanding job, and I couldn't be more proud of them and very, very grateful. So,
yeah, I have had a lot of interactions with law enforcement through this whole thing. Highway Patrol, the sheriff Kirkmeyer, as you mentioned, is of course leading this team of law enforcement from all across the country, right? And you got National Guard there now. You got a lot of folks that are in the middle of this. You've got private security forces who are good people. Many of them are retired military or retired law enforcement as well, and have been hired. And the things that they are seeing and the things that they are preventing is unbelievable. And they are outmanned. I mean, there is less of them than there are of these thugs, these agitators. And they're putting themselves in harm's way, as they always do. And I'm so glad you gave them a special shout out today, Jim, because they certainly deserve it. They're working long, hard hours trying their best to manage the situation. So very appropriate. How are you guys doing? Everybody in St. Anthony okay? Did we lose Jim?
Well,
all right. I mean, I noticed.
It's not a good sign, is it?
I noticed, they're not exactly the best cell reception down there. I noticed in this letter to Governor Dalrymple from the Farm Bureau, I think what's prompted this letter, honestly, is what farmers and ranchers are going through. In one of the paragraphs here says, how would you feel if protesters kept you from harvesting crops? Or if your children required a police escort to attend school? This is not the Wild West of the 1870s. We are supposed to be better than that.
Could have fooled me.
Why is this activity allowed to continue? Farmers and ranchers have had their businesses negatively impacted because the pipeline that should have been in the ground and reclamation progressing has been put on hold. So I just asked How you were doing, Jim? I guess you're back now. Everybody doing okay down there? Yeah, we don't have the best cell connection. I'll put him on hold, man, and you let me know if it gets better. Mike in Bismarck, let's get you in here. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, thanks for taking my call again, sir. You know, everybody says that Trump should say something quick and then pivot, and I think this would be a good kind of attack line here, especially about Mexican immigration and Syrian refugees. When she comes up with that baloney, I would just simply turn to Mrs. Clinton and say, let me explain this to you as if you were a third grader. I didn't say all Mexican immigrants and Syrian refugees were bad. I just said some are. What's so hard to understand about that? What do you think about that?
I love it, Mike, and I think that's what he needs to do. He needs to go into this debate with the 10 things like that that he wants to get his point across and just absolutely plug your ears on what she says. Right? I mean just ignore her. Don't let her get under the skin.
Like
you know? More coming up.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include exceptional land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: McKenzie, Botno, Pierce, Mercer, Morton, Dunn, Golden Valley, Stark, Grant, Adams, Kidder, McIntosh, and Benson counties. And in Minnesota, Clay and Polk counties. Call Piper's today to get your free Piper's Fall Catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these incredible land auctions at Piper's.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Us at 800-228-0550. That last caller had a great suggestion for Donald Trump and a response on an expected attack from Hillary Clinton. You can script it out. I don't know if you could have planned the last one for the, you called the Miss Universe fat. You know what my response on that one would have been? Don't you love this? It's so easy from the cheap seats, right, when we could say after the fact, here's what I would have said, but here's what I would have said. Actually, on that one, I would have said, really? We're $20 trillion in debt. Our borders leak like a sieve. Our military is depleted and demoralized because of you and your actions. You're giving Iran suitcases full of cash and caving in. And you're taking time at a debate to talk about what I said 20 years ago to a Miss Universe candidate? Are you kidding me? And I just keep saying that. I'd make that the there you go again moment. Every time she goes off in some, I wouldn't even address them. I'd just say, are you kidding me? $20 trillion in debt, and that's the best you got. Pretty easy for the cheap seats. I get it. What would you say? That was a good suggestion, though. Appreciate that. More coming up on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're brought to you in part today by North Dakota Oil Can Program. North Dakota Oil Can and does every single day. Wrapping up the wonderful program they're doing this winter to help spread the warmth. A clothing drive that is in its final day today. So last chance to find a participating company or drop-off location. E&M Services in Arnagard, Sydney, Watford City, Williston, Hesson, Minot, and Tioga, Marathon and Dickinson, Newtown, Dunn Center, MBI and Belfield, Montana Dakota Utilities in Dickinson, Williston, Watford City, Navarra and Power Fuels in Dickinson, Sydney, Stanley, Tioga, Watford City, Williston, One Oak in their Sydney location, Purity and Oilfield Services in Williston, Statoil, Williston, Whiting Petroleum's Newtown, or Dickinson locations, okay? And a lot of places where you can drop it off. Find out all the details at NorthDakotaOilCan.com or on their Facebook page. All right, next call is from Bethany in Bismarck. Bethany, what's on your mind today? Bethany, are you there? What do we got going on here, Manny? Got some phone glitches going on today or cell phones
maybe
not going to cooperate? Maybe there's nothing on her mind. Okay, well, why'd you call that?
It's a trick question. What's on your mind? And if you got nothing on your mind, you just let dead air go, I guess.
You can check with Bethany while I go to Bob in Westhope next time. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm doing fine, everything like that. So, but, you know, people that are listening to your shows and stuff like this here out there, and Hillary and Trump, you listen to that tape that Hillary has about Trump, about this young lady being fat and ugly and all this here stuff. You listen to that tape, you can tell how many times that tape has been spliced and recut and take things out so she would get him to say this and line it up that way. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, of course. That's the game. That's the game. You know, that's the game they play. You know, here's the deal. So often you end up getting in the weeds responding to a chapter and verse. My point is, are you kidding me? You know, I mean, when she says Donald Trump's tax returns, I want to go, are you kidding me? We're talking about tax or the birther certificate, you know, the whole birth certificate deal with Obama. I mean, who cares?
I wish sometimes that when they were on the debate on a TV that I could holler up and they would hear me say something to them because I yell at that damn TV.
I'm so glad to know I'm normal.
I got up one day and I just shut the whatever, you know. So, but anyway.
Yeah, don't finish that sentence for us, Chip, Bob. We want to stay on the air.
Yeah, we know what you meant, Bob.
No, yeah. I'd never do that. But anyway, that's what I had on my mind, and I'll leave it like this here then.
Okay, leave it like this.
Goodbye.
The weekend could start now. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. Todd, I'm normal. I just found out I'm normal.
You're normal?
I am. Because if Bob shouts at the TV and I shout at the TV, then we're both normal, right?
It couldn't be that you both have anger management issues.
I don't know
like
what
that,
it is, but I tell you, that debate.
You can only take so much, you know, so much idiocy without popping. I mean, it's just, you know, that's the way the human body's made.
Any travelers on 1804 east of Williston today, I want to let you know that that has been temporarily reduced to one lane due to a traffic incident. The DOT and Highway Patrol tell us they've temporarily reduced that about 15 miles east of Williston to a single lane due to a traffic incident there. Motorists can expect some delays, need to use caution when you're traveling through that area. So, and by the way, if you ever see anything like that or have questions, then slow down. Or we're going to start to get into that rough weather season. We had a call earlier this week. Hey, it's snowing in Hazen. What? You know, let us know. We love to know. 800-228-0550 or text Todd at 701-367-2054.
Wow, I'll never get that text.
Can you ask KK why they didn't just enforce the law strictly from the beginning? Who's KK? Can you help me? Oh,
Kevin Kramer.
Oh, but it's Jim Kirkmeyer. Okay. Yeah, I was trying to, because Kevin Kramer would be KC, so I'm like,
Well, so, some people texted, with a K or whatever, they do, they never know. So anyway, it is ambiguous, I'll give you that.
Can you ask KK why they didn't just enforce the law strictly from the beginning? Instead of letting this protest situation get out of hand, protesters shouldn't have been allowed to camp where they were, and it seems there were many opportunities to fine or arrest people that weren't taken advantage of. I'll ask that exact question from you and welcome others as well by text 701-226-8503. Or you can call us at 800-228-0550. Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer will be our guest about an hour from now on What's On Your Mind. Lots of questions for him today. We also are talking about a letter that's come from the North Dakota Farm Bureau to Governor Dalrymple. I'm just going to quickly read this and get your take on it. It says, Dear Governor Dalrymple, NDFB is extremely disappointed with the situation that has transpired regarding the Dakota Access Pipeline, and we believe stronger leadership on your part is needed. Landowners and our members have been willing sellers of easements. All the proper protocols have been followed, and yet in the last 2 months, the project has come to a screeching halt. Trespass laws and private property rights have been trampled. At each step along the way, you, as our state's chief executive, have done very little to protect the property and lives of the rural landowners along the right-of-way. At this point, the lack of decisive action has put the landowners and the pipeline company in an extremely bad situation, which is not necessary. There is a huge problem with the leadership when families are relying on law enforcement to escort school bus, and families fear for their lives within their own homes. What is happening is not part of a peaceful protest. It is part of a semi-organized mob. The precedents this action sets will have a long-lasting impact on other business ventures in North Dakota. The rule of law is being tested, and the lack of action by our state government tells out-of-state special interest groups, which are fanning the flames of extortion and insurrection, our state will cave into their tactics. Would this type of protest be allowed to impact other lawful business ventures? Why is this activity allowed to continue? Farmers and ranchers have had their businesses negatively impacted because the pipeline that should have been in the ground and reclamation progressing has been put on hold. How would you feel if protesters kept you from harvesting crops or if your children required a police escort to attend school? This is not the Wild West of the 1870s. We are supposed to be better than that. The rule of law is supposed to stand for something regardless of what our U.S. president has done to the contrary. The citizens of North Dakota expect more from their governor. Right, wrong, indifferent? Agree, disagree? Tell me. 800-228-0550.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
This Soybean Minute is about Palmer amaranth, the most pervasive weed that growers have ever seen. In addition to this weed producing 1 million seeds per plant, reducing crop yields by 90%, it is also resistant to glyphosate and most row crop herbicides. Iowa wheat scientists documented Palmer amaranth expanding from 5 to 30 counties this summer. How did this happen? Primarily from mail order seed. Some commercial seed mixtures used in CRP, cover crops, pollinator plots, and hunter habitats were contaminated with Palmer amaranth seed. These multi-plant seed sources disseminated Palmer amaranth throughout Iowa. Landowners, inspect your new environmental plantings, bag and remove any deviant pigweed plants. Contact your Extension County agent or NDSU for correct ID. Help keep North Dakota Palmer amaranth free.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by OurOldNumber.com. Now you and your family can experience the freedom of having your home telephone number be as mobile as you are. No more missed calls when you're not at home. No more telemarketers during dinner. Learn about this great service by visiting OurOldNumber.com or give them a call at 800-774-0530. Back on What's on Your Mind, Scott Hennon, Todd Mitchell, and you to tell us what's on your mind today on the program. By the way, the next debate is Sunday night. We'll have coverage on 550K Fire starting at 7 o'clock and AM 1100 The Flag as well. I don't remember if that's 7 or 8, but Sunday night, debate night. Then we'll recap it Monday, of course, on What's on Your Mind. So looking forward to that. Just to finish on this letter, this is a letter from Darrell Lease, who's the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, to Governor Dalrymple. Last paragraph, NDFB calls on you to take immediate and decisive action to end the travesty of justice taking place around this project. If no serious action is forthcoming, we will be forced to appeal directly to the citizens of our state to more actively demand an end to this crisis. I don't know what that means, but they are laying this at the feet of Governor Dalrymple. Is that fair? Is that too strong? I believe a lot is going on that is not public in the way of managing this crisis. And that isn't necessarily a good thing. Right? I think there needs to be a more overt explanation to North Dakotans about what's going on. Because this is a war of sorts, folks. You've got people here spoiling for a fight who do this professionally for a living, who are, you know, the games they're playing, the cat and mouse they're doing with law enforcement right now. This is not just some wonderful peaches and cream people who just don't like pipelines. Embedded in this group of people are some really bad actors. So if you're doing something, say what you're doing so people have some comfort about it. I think that's really important. I did get a note from Daryl, too, to say, please do us a favor from North Dakota Farm Bureau. A big thank you to local law enforcement and those who have left their home communities to come and assist. They are doing as much as they are able with limited resources and limited support. I am curious what you think about that letter and whether or not you think it's fair to put this at the governor's feet. Is that fair or unfair? Is that too harsh? This is a problem of the federal government's making. Let's not forget that. Roy in Wimbledon, what's your take? Roy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Hey, I got a question. How wide is that river across there, would you guesstimate? I've never been down there. Is it 300 yards across that thing?
Across it? I mean, we're talking about the Oahe. We're talking about, I don't know. I don't. I'm looking at an aerial photo here.
I guess I'm getting around about way too. We're going to spend $6 million with law enforcement and all that down there. Well, why couldn't we build an arch over the top of that and put that pipe in a double double deal, or go underground that river in a big 8-foot cement culvert and have that sealed. Couldn't a guy do that for a whole lot less and everybody be satisfied? And it's not a bad idea to protect our, you know, it's actually a good idea, but if we erred on the margin of safety and had that double encased, and if there was a leak,
yeah, I think
underground or above ground, we could catch it. Wouldn't that solve everybody's problem?
No, it would not solve everybody's problem. There's no doubt about that, because there's some people that just don't want this, period. So if you put it over rather than under, you know, they're going to say, well, if it leaks, it's still going to get, you know, it still could get there. I mean, this thing's going 100 feet below the water, the rock bed above. I understand your sentiment. You're trying to say, well, let's solve the problem. Well, they're not looking for a solution other than pipelines go away and fossil fuels go away. This whole operation is being funded by Earth Justice. Chairman Archibald has basically said, here, Earth Justice, you're the chairman of Standing Rock. And they're a radical green extremist group. So nothing solves them. I think the ideas you've talked about have been looked at by the Corps. I would think they are not as... Look, pipelines are statistically the best way to get product to market, the safest way. So we have nothing to apologize for here. It's my take, but appreciate your call. Barb on the road, your take, you're next. What is in the water today? Barb, are you there
today?
Yes.
Go ahead, Barb.
I agree with the Farm Bureau's letter to the extent that had this been handled from the very outset, immediately before the professional protesters got a hold of it, I think we could have sat down with both parties and come to a peaceful resolution. But somebody dropped the ball.
So you agree with the sentiment of the letter? You believe this belongs at the governor's feet?
To the extent that somebody had to nip it in the bud at the very beginning, and I don't know who that should have been.
Yeah, it got away from us. All right. Yeah, that's an interesting point, and I've heard that from others, Barb. Appreciate it. TJ Bismarck, your take.
I'll tell you what. She doesn't know whose responsibility that should have been. It falls at the feet of the governor and at the sheriff, because they have the constitutional authority and the responsibility to instill law and order and execute the rule of law, and they're not doing that. And so that Farm Bureau letter is exactly right. And they said, what has to happen? Do the people of North Dakota have to come up and take care of this? What do we put elected officials in office for? We put them in office to take care of stuff like this and to execute the rule of law, which is not being followed. And the rule of law I'm talking about is their constitutional duty. I'm not talking about the protesters. I'm talking about our elected officials aren't executing the rule of law, and they're not following the Constitution. We have a problem.
You're saying the Farm Bureau letter is saying something that is, I think, a growing consensus, and the frustration is evident. And your point of do we have to do it ourselves? I've heard others say, let's go down there. If nothing else, let's do a counter protest. Let's stand around these farmers and ranchers' property and stand with them shoulder to shoulder as neighbors, so they don't have to put up with this stuff. So.
I bet you could find more people in North Dakota right now that are sick and tired of this that would be deputized to go down there and stand in than we have protesters in this state.
I guarantee that. Appreciate the call, TJ. Thank you. Tom and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, I agree with the letter to the governor from the Farm Bureau. The governor and the elected people in North Dakota need to step up and find some intestinal fortitude to deal with a sensitive situation. Secondly, the professional protesters, you know, when gangs are transporting illegal things across borders, they're oftentimes captured and prosecuted under the RICO Act, you know, interstate criminal things. These protesters that are violent need to be prosecuted under the same thing because they're transporting their hate and violence across interstate lines. And that's all I got to say.
All right, Tom, appreciate the call. You know, use the fullest extent of the law to park them where they need to be parked. And I agree with you. These are terrorists. And again, we should said this 1,000 times. I'll say it again. Somebody from Standing Rock that legitimately is concerned about the pipeline and the threat to the water, never mind the facts that their water ultimately is not coming from that aquifer is being moved and won't be, you know, from that same body of water, whatever. Just that legitimately believes this is a threat to their water. This is not about you. This is about who your chairman, Dave Archambault, have invited here, welcomed here, gone across the world, literally, to tell more people about it. So why? They could get more money and more people here to do this kind of stuff. So we're talking somewhere, I've heard, in the neighborhood of 300 to 500 of this militant element of bad actors. Knowingly or unknowingly, surrounded by folks who are harboring them. Remember George W. Bush, after the attack on 9/11, said, look, you're either with us or against us. And if you're harboring terrorists, well, if you're harboring thugs that are doing this stuff, the terrorizing here, you're with them. You may not mean to be in that camp, but you are, whether you like it or not. Jeff in Jamestown, give me your take. Agree or disagree with that letter from the Farm Bureau to the governor?
It's a cheap shot ploy out of Farm Bureau. There's two choices here. Either move them out of there, arrest them, or satisfy them. There's no in-between. The ball got dropped. This has went on way too long. But again, you have two choices, right? There is no other. Either satisfy them or move them out. There's equipment being sabotaged clear up to Tioga now. The FBI is all over the place investigating this. This thing is way out of hand. Either do one or the other.
Okay, so I agree with you. And by the way, I don't know that they have the manpower to do it. And that's one of the reasons they've asked for more manpower, and they're working on different ideas to do that. We're going to talk with Sheriff Kirkmeyer about that, that, you know, to be able to literally round these people up and arrest them, but they gotta match them numbers wise. But when you say it's a cheap shot from the Farm Bureau, it sounds to me like you're agreeing it's not been handled well, but then saying it's a cheap shot.
And here's the thing: all this kind of junk isn't helping the situation. We're just dogging even longer. We're gonna go into winter with this thing festering. It doesn't get this straightened out. We're gonna die from gangrene before this is over.
But I'm curious why you don't. I mean, everything you're saying agrees with the Farm Bureau. You're saying, hey, I mean, maybe this prompts some quicker action. Maybe this, gets this to be a little more forceful when you start speaking out for farmers and ranchers that have been disrupted in this. Why do you think it's a cheap shot?
It's an election year. I don't like, where were they earlier? Where was everybody earlier when this should have been taken care of the day it started?
Well, and I hear you. I think that, you know, I believe a lot more is being done than the governor's being given credit for, without question, but I also think that's a fault. You have to be proactive on the communication side. There ought to be more regular briefings. There ought to be times where, what is going on? I want to hear from the Highway Patrol. I want to hear from the National Guard. I want to hear from the governor. What, you know, update us. Let us know, because I think that's a lot of the...
I still haven't heard from the media what the leases pay on this. There's a money angle here that I haven't heard anybody discuss. Who gets paid to cross their land? I'd like to know what that is, because I still think there's money at the bottom of this trail from somebody. And if you don't think that the railroad doesn't enjoy this, they don't want this pipeline, they're not going to give up their rail business. There's a lot more going on here than meets the eye.
I'd also like to know who's funding trips to Geneva for Dave's Archambault.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
I mean, it's follow the money. And by the way, I wouldn't doubt for a second it's overseas interests that are, you know, obviously not
Absolutely.
Happy about American energy.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So thanks, Jeff. Appreciate the call. Good thoughts. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing the importance of using an AED as soon as possible.
For every 1 minute we go without CPR,
we are losing 10% chance at life. So if it takes you 2 to 3 minutes to get that AED on that particular person, we've decreased 30% at that point. So our big thing is to try to get the AED to them, but having someone at least doing those compressions until we get the AED to them. Getting that AED on that person within those first 3 minutes is the critical time. That 3 minutes, if we can get that heart restored and get that circulation going again, it really helps the chance of EMS being able to have a good, viable patient to be able to work with when they get on scene.
To learn how you can prepare to save someone's life using CPR or an AED, go to www.ndsc.org and click on First Aid. For available training in your area, visit our training registration page.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm just calling in response to that letter from the Farm Bureau, and it is a total lack of leadership. I agree 100%. There's enough blame to go around as far as the governor's office, the feds, the Archambault. You know, the funny thing is, you know, they're protesting. They're not even on reservation land. They're on Army Corps land. And they have done absolutely nothing from day one. They should have been kicked off. They shouldn't have been allowed to stay there. But I have this feeling that Obama and his crew are trying to create as much chaos as they can for this election. And I just have a hard time believing that if it was a bunch of conservatives out there doing this, they would have had the federal marshals out there. They would have had cops in here from other states. They probably would have had the UN here. to make sure that the conservatives weren't there.
Well, there's a lot of angles we could go. There's a great article. Where did I read that? I have it here. I'm not sure I know the organization, but it's stream.org by Rachel Alexander. But headline is, violent pipeline protesters are Obama approved. Peaceful ranchers, not so much. Remember, a lot of folks have been trying to draw a parallel to what happened in Oregon to this situation in a negative way, as in saying, well, it was okay. You thought it was okay because you conservatives, you didn't like what was happening to those Oregon ranchers, so it was okay for them to take over, but it's not okay for these guys to take over. Well, who was violent and who wasn't, right? And remember, they set that deadline, said you're out. Provoked a confrontation with the ranchers. Provoked it. The federal officers. So very interesting take there, too. And that's why I hesitate to criticize the governor in the direction that many have here today, because it's a problem the federal government's making. This is a federal mess. Heidi Heitkamp's hiding, ladies and gentlemen. United States Senator from North Dakota, absolutely hands off, nowhere to be found. Unions are ticked at her. Tribes ticked at her. Obviously, if you're pro-energy, supposedly, where are you, right? And of course, John Hovind, Kevin Cramer do not have the influence over the Obama administration that Heidi Heitkamp would. Hey, this is a mess of yours. Get marshals in here. Get this figured out. Wait a minute. You can't make an announcement a day after a judge says they've done everything right. And then, well, you've heard it all. You've heard it all. So it's just unbelievable. Quick word about our friends in Watford City. I look forward to heading up there towards the end of the month for the Association of Oil and Gas Counties meeting. One of the new conferences that will be held in that beautiful Rough Rider Center. A great place for your next meeting, retreat, gathering. This facility is phenomenal, and it's now open in Watford City. And, of course, there's great places to stay. The Roosevelt Hotel Suites facility is one of the best. It really is. You won't stay in as nice a facility anywhere in America. It just is that good because it's, of course, in the heart of the Badlands. So stay with the legend, the Roosevelt Hotel Suites. Fantastic personality, great family, been there a long time. The very first trip I ever took to Watford, that's where I stayed, and I absolutely loved it. It is great. All right, back to your calls here at 800-228-0550. Kurt, go. You're on the road. We want to hear what you have to say.
How you doing today, Scott?
Good, sir. How are you?
Real good. See, I've got several pipelines running through my land, and I also do a little construction work, and I had some Native Americans helping me the other day, and they were very polite. We got into a discussion about this pipeline, and it's kind of like they've lost so many of their battles with the federal government that they're kind of drawing a line in the sand on this one. They just didn't seem to listen to reason that it's the safest way to transport oil. We all know that I've had pipelines in my land since 1953, and they're checking them constantly. And I told these gentlemen, I said, the only way that thing's going to spring a leak if I do something stupid and hit it or that type of thing. Otherwise, they're flying over weekly with airplanes. They've got torpedoes going through it steady to check the circumference and diameter of the pipe, all this kind of thing. So it's just like the true believers aren't listening to the facts, and then you have the radical people that you're talking about. So I really support that letter to the about the governor from the Farm Bureau. It's got to be handled. Had it been handled quicker, I think it wouldn't have escalated into such a mess that we have now.
Appreciate that very much. Thanks for listening while you're driving. Means a lot to us. Gary's doing the same thing on the road. Gary, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. For you, I'll make sure I'm staying for you. Cut me off. Anyway, I drive a truck. I haul plastic pipe out of Fargo. It's probably seen these long pipes and stuff for water to every point there is in North Dakota. And since this has been going on, I've asked everybody, whoever they were, whoever you are, about this protest. And over 9 out of 10, 90-some percent have never heard of it. If they have, they heard something about it, but they don't care. Not affecting their life one little bit. And you say, this is tax money going to come out of your pocket. They just say, well, it really sucks. They don't care. So your politicians, Heitkamp and Del Ripple and all of them, if the public doesn't care, they're going to politically hide because nobody cares. Your show says it, but you're maybe 5% of the people out there. And none of them have been there. I've hauled like a few loads there now, 248. If I go down 6 to 24 out of Mandan, I don't see any. You wouldn't even know there's a protest line on. But when I come up 1806 and go through it, right off the road, I maybe see 100 tents and campers, maybe teepees, I mean, and maybe there's more back there, but I don't, there's nothing really going on. We drive right through. And then if you go a little further, there's like 10, 5, 10 tents sitting on the side of the road. But they can probably walk on the road.
Yeah, I guess they're able to see it better from the air, but I've heard other people say it's difficult from the road to find out, just ascertain right. How many people are there. Gary, really fascinating. I'm up against a break. I don't want to cut you off. You want to hang on? We'll finish on the other side here after the news. Don't go away.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Now that we're retired, we're always looking for ways to save money. We hardly ever use our landline telephone anymore, but we've had the same number for years and we don't want to give it up. Then we found OurOldNumber.com. With OurOldNumber.com, we can cancel our landline and save money. And calls to our home number go to either of our cell phones no matter where we are. What a wonderful service. OurOldNumber.com.
The 10th Annual Great Plains and Empower ND Energy Conference is Tuesday, October 11th. Register today, hosted at the National Energy Center of Excellence at Bismarck State College campus. Topics of the day include global oil outlook, clean energy, state and national energy policies, and regional transmission and marketing constraints. I'll be there live to discuss the day's events on What's On Your Mind. Go to energynd.com/events. Registration fee is $95 through Tuesday, October 6th, so register now. Go to energynd.com/events.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.